My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
This is my daughter, Helena.
When her father killed her fiancé, she changed into something dark and twisted.
My father doesn't deserve a second chance, a second life.
This is about learning to control your strength.
It is Mike Pierce. It is time for the Arrow Recap Show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have all the way from Los Angeles, California, who's had a couple of cocktails. Jesus, what's going on,
hey,
dude?
What's up?
Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You feeling all tingly inside?
Not at that point yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And all the way from Australia, Anna B. What's up, Anna?
Hello. And I am back in Australia now.
You are?
I returned.
And rumor has it you went on a voyage, you hit a couple of cons, and you have some top secret stuff, but we can't talk about it just yet.
Correct. Down the track, we can talk about it.
Now, when you say down the track, you mean a week, 2 weeks? What do you think?
After Arrow's season finale, we'll talk about it.
So this is definitely some Arrow gossip.
It's Arrow related, yes.
All right.
But we won't talk about it to then.
All right. So let's do talk about this. Birds of Prey. I know we've been a little behind on some of these episodes. We're trying to catch up. Next week is a brand new episode of Arrow. Birds of Prey aired on March 26th on the CW. And Birds of Prey, it deals with the Black Canary and the Huntress's back, that evil snatch. People. Anna B, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We had some girl kick off.
Yes. I was hoping, like, her shirt would come off, you know, or something, but it just didn't. Let's just start off with you, Anna B. What did you think about the episode as a whole?
I enjoyed it. We had some female doing the fighting and kicking ass this week and seeing what happened. I mean, Black Canary got in there, and I know your favorite, Laurel. She even got into the bit of action, and she's getting back on top. It was a girl's night.
It was definitely girl power. That episode was definitely girl power. Now, were you a little upset that there was no shirts taken off and by the guys?
Well, yeah, probably. I like my guys when they take their shirts off.
Yes, you do. I remember when I sent you that picture of Jesus doing push-ups. You were like, oh, my God, that is so awesome. I'm joking, Jesus. Jesus, so what did you think about this episode? I know you just rewatched it just a few minutes ago.
I've watched it a couple of times, as a matter of fact, trying to see if I missed anything because...
Are you sure you didn't watch it a couple of times because you had a couple of drinks?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not a big fan of this episode, even though it is all girl power.
Really? You weren't a fan of this episode?
No, because nothing really happened to progress any of the Arrow storyline.
Dude,
the flashback scenes did. It gave us more insight to how things progressed with Slade and Oliver.
Yes.
Yeah, but the Black Canary and the Huntress didn't really do anything. Like, they just stuck
in
that.
We got rid of her in the end.
Yes.
I'm hoping that she comes back, though, because...
Oh, God.
I like her character, but nothing happened in this episode for me.
Actually, she's kind of... the Huntress doesn't do anything.
No.
Like, so why would you want her back?
Because I want her to actually do something. It seems like her character affects Oliver the most.
The reason why is because I think he feels bad that he couldn't teach her the right way.
Yeah.
But,
and I want to see more of that.
Oh, God. I think it's the alcohol, Anna. I think that's what they're talking.
I think so.
If we asked him the same question tomorrow, he'd be like... She sucked. I love this episode. It was great. There was conflict. There was story developments.
There was a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, there was. Come on, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's just talk about favorite parts. I do have some clips that I want to share with you guys and, of course, the fans. One of my favorite parts, and I think you guys might agree, but let me just play it real quick, and then we can talk about it.
Where are you going?
To the courthouse.
Well, hey. You forgot your baby arrows. Look, I get your whole no killing spree, but if it comes down to saving Laurel or killing Helena...
Sarah, those aren't the only two choices.
Well, you were happy enough to let Dig take the kill shot when it was Slade threatening your family.
This is different. I failed Helena. I created the Huntress.
Yeah, well, you created Slade, too.
You're right. You're right. But when it comes to our families, neither one of us thinks clearly. Which is why you have to stay here.
Ollie, I can't.
I'm not gonna let anything happen to Laurel. I love her too.
What do you guys think?
Oh, I think if the Huntress shows up, you should totally kick her ass.
Oh, yeah.
When I was watching this part here, one, it was one of my favorite parts. Two, mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, oh, Ollie is being a little selfish again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sarah had a good point. When Slade was threatening the family, kill shot, Diggs, even Diggs was like, oh, damn, you put me under the bus right there. And then he's like, but that was different.
Yeah, he's probably got two sets of rules, but he still has that thing inside of him. He doesn't want to kill anymore. So it's hard for him.
So
he's trying to. He wants to do it without killing if he can. I bet you if he had to put in a position, he would kill. But just he's trying not to.
So you thought that he was making the right call?
At this time. Because he didn't know what he was going into when he went to the courthouse.
True.
So, I mean, he had no reason to go there and kill her at that time because we did not know exactly what the position was going to be.
Yeah, for me, I was just kind of like, come on, dude. Like, Sarah's right. You know, you're it's a little double standards there.
A little. And she's thinking of her family. I can understand that. And she was there for Ollie when it was Slade.
You
family.
You so want to take Sarah's side, but since it's Oliver, I sense that you're Team Oliver no matter what.
I know I'm Team Oliver. I can't help it.
Hey, Seuss, what do you think? Do you think that was double standards? Do you think he was making the right call or what?
I think it's a double standard, but I also kind of agree with Oliver.
Really?
Yeah, because Oliver is trying to make up for his mistake. And with Slade, he can see that there is no making up for that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but my favorite part of that clip was Felicity at the end.
Oh, yes.
It just made me laugh.
And I loved when she said that and also Diggs' face, because he was just kind of like shaking his head like, yeah, you do need to kick her ass.
I think Diggs wanted to see a cat fight.
Oh, yeah. Diggs in this episode, I loved his facial expression. He didn't do a lot of talking.
Yes.
He was definitely, you know, I guess his one episode, and then he's back to just being the puppet.
Exactly.
Poor Diggs.
I know.
Another one real quick. This one here, I think, Anna, you and I kind of briefly talked off the show about this when you were kind of traveling the world, which top secret locations we can't talk about. But this clip here, I got to play it. One of my favorite parts. Here we go.
Get them the hell out of here.
My mom.
Detective.
Helena Verdinelli just took 10 hostages. Wild's one of them.
Yeah, I'm aware of the situation.
Oliver, where are you? Are you okay?
I'm with Lance's Oliver, and he just called the Arrow.
Oh. It's getting really hard to keep track of who knows whose secret identity.
Let's see, Laurel is still inside the courthouse.
What do you need, Oliver?
One of my favorite parts. That was like the first time we've ever seen Detective get that close to Oliver and his identity.
I know, and I just loved that part. It was so funny when his phone rang and he looked and went, oh, it's my mom.
He was quick.
He was very quick.
And for him to, and even showed the phone to Detective.
I know. I mean, really, he nearly got caught. And I'm surprised Lance hasn't picked up who he is yet. Really?
You know what? This episode, in the very beginning when all the explosive action happens, y'all, and Sarah, because of course he knows that's his daughter, and then Arrow is like under the light and he's like, Detective, we're, you know, and I'm like, dude, Ollie, like, I can see from the shadow that it's you. Like, how is the detective not know it's Oliver yet?
He still hasn't picked up. And even in the next episode, he still doesn't pick it up. I mean, he has to. But obviously, they're keeping it that he doesn't. So,
do you think...
But I love Felicity's little comment.
Do you think detective's going to find out?
Well, so far, he hasn't. And I know in the next episode, he doesn't. So he's got to. And I know more people find out. But he just hasn't cottoned onto it yet. He's clueless.
I think they're starting to bring him in a little bit more every episode, so
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he'll find out.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Let's talk about Roy and Thea.
Ooh, not going so well there.
Now, I do have this, and I have a question to ask you guys. When Oliver tells, Roy, hey, you know what? I've been meaning to tell you this. You need to break up with my sister. Because you're going to lose it. You're going to get out of control. Now, I probably already know your answer, Anna. Was Oliver fair in telling Roy this?
Uh-oh. He's thinking of his sister. He wants to look after her. And with Roy's rage, he's going to blow it with her.
But
he's thinking of him and his sister. But I don't think it was the right call to make. I mean,
so once again, Oliver's being selfish, the little spoiled rich brat that he can be sometimes.
He's only thinking of him and protecting his sister, but it wasn't the right call to make. I don't think so.
I actually think Thea keeps Roy calm in those situations.
Well, she does. She does. And without him, without her, his rage, it flares up all the time.
Yeah, he's definitely going to he's going to have an Incredible Hulk moment. Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
It did flare up in one instance when he lost control and he got shot with the arrow through his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way Oliver could calm him down was, say, Speedy.
I kind of agree, but I still think he made the right decision.
What?
Because you still don't know how he's going to react.
I forgot. You like Thea. I forgot.
I do like Thea, but Roy is out of control.
See, Anna, every time me and Jesus do a podcast together, for some reason he feels that he has an actual chance with some of these female characters. So that's why he's like, good call. That means Roy won't be talking to him, so that if I ever run into Thea out in the streets of Los Angeles, I have a chance.
Oh, right. Good on you.
Yeah.
I cannot believe. Are you serious? You really think that he made the right call?
Yeah, I mean, Oliver, I think, knows that he can't be in any other relationship other than with Sarah because they're both superheroes.
No,
the fact that Roy kind of brings the danger to Thea is bothering
really?
Him. Yeah.
What part has Roy done that he's brought Thea to danger? He saved the mom and her at the shrapnel episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, every time he sees Thea, she's at the club.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
but even in the club, he gets angry at one of the
and then he sees Thea and he calms down.
Yes.
No,
he's his anchor.
I'm telling you that's why I think it's a bad call because I think that was the only thing keeping him sane and like Anna says the anchor, and he's not realizing because even when that episode happens in the club and he grabs the guy and then he looks at Thea, he realizes okay we see that he calms down but then he freaks out like oh shit maybe I can't control myself and that's when he runs up to her and goes we got to break up. So I think he's Oliver's gotten into his head because
as usual.
Yeah, I definitely think once again Oliver is being a little selfish.
Mm-hmm. And Oliver does learn later that he has made a mistake with the breakup.
This is the first time he's actually being a leader. I mean, he's not going to know how to lead from the beginning. He's just going to. He's into it. He's going to make his mistakes, and he's going to learn from it.
So whoa! Are you saying that this was the first episode that Oliver, as the Arrow, was actually became a leader?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He's made decisions before, but he's never made the tough decisions.
This is such the alcohol talking. This has got to be the alcohol. Because to me, I don't know about you, Anna, but to me, it was like this whole episode was about him. So he wasn't team player. He was calling shots that he thought in his little world that he was doing the right thing. And
trying to protect Thea, but it's backfiring on him. And
yeah.
Roy went along with it, but he knew Roy that he didn't want to break up with her.
I think that the first time that I think that I've seen Oliver actually become a leader is when he – was it last episode where he actually goes to Sarah and tells Sarah that he can't fight Slade, that Slade has been
yes.
– Yeah. I think that
and
was –
And he needs help. And
that
that's when
was,
he needs help. That was last episode.
That
when he
was,
needs help. He can't do it on his own. That's when he became realized that he needs help and be a leader.
That's
and
what
he
I
needs
yeah.
his team together.
That's when I think – this one, Jesus, I think you're probably an episode backwards because of the alcohol. So, yeah, maybe you shouldn't drink after 6
Moving
o'clock.
Right along.
Yeah, Jesus is like a gremlin. You can't have him drink after midnight.
Oh, God.
I want to call you Gizmo.
Gizmo.
No.
All right, Gizmo. What else? Okay, so let's talk about Laurel.
Yes.
Okay,
watch Jesus. Now, Jesus loves Laurel, right?
And I know you're not a fond person of Laurel, but hey, she's stepping up to the plate. She's doing her AA meetings.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting better. But she got cornered by Donna to go and do the trial for Frank Bertinelli.
And they basically used her.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She thought she was getting back in the play. She got a, she got back on the bar and everything would be fine. But, of course, he used her.
Because I'm not a fan of Laurel. Honestly, last episode, I liked her because she was getting her stuff together. And she was like, team, like, hey, I love you, Oliver. I love Sarah. Y'all are happy. I told you that last week. I was like, I'm feeling Laurel now. This episode here, I don't know about her. You know?
Yeah, but at the end of the episode, she walked in and she realized she was being played. And that she didn't have a job back, but she blackmailed that DA and she got her job back.
Now, is that going to be? Do you think
that's a
gonna,
good thing? She's back on track.
Is that that's a good thing?
Well, it's not that she blackmailed for a job, but she's getting her life back in order so she can work. She's stopping drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now realizing she can do good and help people.
See, now, by you saying that, and I don't know how Jesus feels, but when she made that comment about when you let the darkness in, it's too late, whatever the hell it is that she learned from the Huntress, I felt that she's kind of going down the dark path.
She nearly did when she was held hostage because she nearly drank another bottle of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But Sarah was there who stopped her, and that's when she realized... No, there's more to it, and she changed.
I don't know about that.
I don't
that.
Know. I kind of agree with Mike. I didn't like her too much in this episode.
Oh, that's a shock.
She seems to be kind of off and not really adding anything to her character. I mean, to her role.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like she's a little too dependent on Sarah and Oliver again.
Well, she was. She was a hostage in this instance, so she couldn't do too much, could she?
No, but when she was drinking, it's like, you know, if Sarah wasn't there.
But she's not drinking anymore.
No, but if Sarah wasn't there. If Sarah wasn't there.
No, what do you think, Anna? If Sarah wasn't there, she would have taken a swig out of that bottle.
Oh, yeah, I think she would have. It would have got too much for her. But, hey, she wasn't, and she talked her through it, and she got through it.
But they're not always going to be there.
No, but, hey, it's a step. And she got a job back. She pushed for that, and...
I don't
it's
know if
star.
I like that blackmail.
You didn't really? Oh, so you didn't think that was a good side of... Well, cause see,
it wasn't a good side of it, but it wasn't nice that she was used also to try this case.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is
so
true.
So she was just saying, it wasn't my fault I tried the case because I didn't know. So, hey, you know I did a good job now, so give me my job back. I've proved myself. I'm going to AA. Give me a go.
Oh, you guys. I honestly think... I think y'all are both right in a weird kind of way. For me, I think that it's definitely – I think she's up to something, and I think she's going to start going the evil Laurel. I don't know why I feel that way, but it was just like
– We'll have to wait and see, won't we?
What else? I have to admit, I know that Jesus isn't a big fan, but I think you and I, Anna, definitely Black Canary fighting the Huntress was pretty awesome.
It was, and she got a butt – beaten the first time around the
whoa,
canary.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on, Aussie.
Yeah.
Wait a second here. And I had it in my notes. The first time I watched it, I thought, what the hell? my Black Canary got her ass kicked. But then I realized when I watched it again, I caught it where Sarah says, you know what? Yeah, last time we fought, I threw you out of the window. She's like, yeah, last time I held back. And I think she did. I think she was trying to be doing it for Oliver in a sense, like I'm not going to really whoop her ass that much, but it kind of backfires since she got thrown out of the building, out of the window. Hands down, Black Canary could take out the Huntress if she wanted to.
Well, she did get caught the second time around.
Heck yeah.
They fought.
I'm so hoping, and watch this, watch how Sue starts crying. I was hoping that the Black Canary, a.k.a. Sarah, had her in that chokehold, was going to break her neck.
And she would have wanted to. She really wanted to, but she didn't in the end.
Now, would you have been happy?
I don't know.
Come on. You got to give me yes or no.
I don't know.
Now you got to give me yes or
but
no.
But you shouldn't just kill someone for the sake of killing it.
Hello? The Huntress was killing everybody, and given the opportunity, she would have killed them all.
I know. She probably did deserve to be killed. Yeah. But hey, she's going to jail.
You totally avoided my question. Should she have killed her? If she would have died, would you have been upset?
No, I wouldn't have been upset if she died. Well, everyone's problems would have been gone away.
Now, Jesus, would you have cried if she would have died?
Probably.
Oh,
she's so stupid. Gizmo, you're so funny.
I don't think Black Canary would have done it anyways.
Well, it's freaking...
I agree with you. She was holding back for Oliver's sake.
Yes.
But she is no longer that assassin person she used to be.
Oh, nah. I don't know about that.
She's changing.
She is changing. She's trying to be a better person, I will say that, now that she's not with the League anymore.
No. Yeah. She, even when she runs into her sister in the hostage situation, she's like, are you one of the good guys? She says, no, but I know him. She's not. She's no. Black Canary is Black Canary. She's a G. You know.
Okay.
I think the only reason why she didn't kill in front of Laurel is because of what Laurel did about the bottle. So it was like a payback. It wasn't like I'm trying to change. I personally think she was doing it because okay, you know what? She didn't take a drink out of the bottle, so I'm not going to kill her. Right now. I think that's the only reason why. It was just payback. One for one. That's what I think.
And she went in there to go and save her sister and everyone. So she didn't care who she was going to take out in the beginning. And that's when Oliver said, no, you're not going to do it. Because he wanted to do it his way.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's selfish, Oliver.
Exactly. But
I know it hurts. To say mean things about Oliver, Anna.
It does.
So, what else? In the end, Slade.
I know.
Picks up a hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm.
Does.
Yeah.
He does.
So, I haven't watched. Have you watched the next episode, Deathstroke?
Yes.
And you've seen it already, Anna.
Oh, yes. It's good.
See, I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No.
Oh, my God.
I need to. But
even I'm up to date, and I was traveling.
I know. You know what? When you're doing 8 other shows like me and Jesus, okay?
I was doing 2 shows.
Yeah,
and
you're
traveling.
Traveling, hanging out with, I'm not going to say.
And having fun.
I know. So I haven't seen it, but it looks like by what's going to happen in my next week clip, it seems like Slade is going to be more in this picture, and I get to see Deathstroke in his outfit, right?
You do indeed.
Yes.
Yes, it's a good episode.
Sweetness. And speaking of Slade, we had a flashback back on the boat. The tattoo, he brands a tattoo,
yes.
Shadow's tattoo on there.
So we learned where one of his tattoos comes from. It's from Roman times when criminals were branded for their crimes to remind them of them what they've done.
Dude, it's obvious. When he did that, I was thinking, man, Slade is really pissed off about Shadow.
Yes. So he gave her the tattoo that Shadow had on her shoulder. Now Oliver's got it as well to remind him of what he did to Shadow.
Now is it still on his back or isn't it scarred off? I think when he has his shirt off, I can't remember. I think you would know.
It is still there. Yes.
Oh, it is still there. It's not like he tried to.
No, it's still there.
Like a reminder.
It is a reminder.
A reminder of Shadow or a reminder of what Slade did to him. What do you think?
No, it's a reminder of Shadow of what happened to her, that she died because of him, of Oliver.
Jesus, do you agree?
No, I think it's more of what Slade did to him.
Just a reminder of how evil he is?
Yeah.
No, but see, Slade says to Oliver, it's to remind him of his crimes. That's why he branded him with that tattoo. And his crime was that he killed Shadow.
Yeah, that's what Slade wanted to mean. But I don't think, I mean, he's already plagued by the death of Shadow in his own way. This is just going to serve as a reminder of how far Slade would go.
Interesting. Y'all have good points, both of y'all. Especially since Gizmo's had a couple of cocktails. I'm like on the fence here because like both of y'all have good points. I'm thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, I think. I think y'all. I agree with both of y'all on that one. I don't know. I guess Slade's just crazy, and I love him.
He is. So we'll have to find out what else happens to poor Oliver on that boat.
You know what? Maybe Slade. I wonder if Slade will kill Laurel. That would be so awesome.
Well, we don't know yet, will we?
I know.
Because we know next week's episode, he kidnaps Thea.
And he puts that stuff all over TV. I saw the commercial.
Yes,
And then we see a little bit of, what's it, Mama Queen?
Yes.
And it looked like she was crying, and it looked like Oliver was like, shut up with your fake crying.
No, it was real, and they did have a little touching moment together.
Don't ruin it for him.
I'm sorry,
I don't like Maura. I wish that Slade would kill her, too.
Oh, you want everyone killed, then there'd be no show.
But I thought Slade had a little thing for Maura.
I think he does. Well, you know what? I think that
you have to watch next week's episode, then you'll know.
Well, I think, we talked about it on one show where, you know, they were all at the house. I think Slade would rather not kill Oliver's mom but sleep with her. That's more, you know, not only did I'm going to kill some of your family, but I also did your mom. That is more serious than killing somebody.
You have everyone sleeping with everybody.
Slade would take a picture and Snapchat it to Oliver and be like, look who I'm in bed with. Your mother.
God. That'd be funny.
I'm giving her the death stroke.
Oh,
I love it. So is that it for the show?
I think pretty much. I mean, a lot of it just happened in Backflash on the freighter that he was torturing Oliver, giving him his tattoo, he wants some Hendrick for Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because his engines are not working, he needs a trade.
Yeah, that whole thing there, I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so, you know, that was pretty basic on that.
Yeah.
You know, flashbacks.
So
it was all about Canary and Huntress, mainly.
And one last thing. I was a little shocked that the Huntress, when she was talking to Oliver in jail and the guard got her, I was thinking to myself, why isn't she just elbow that guy in the face and just escape? She's supposed to be this badass, and she's just kind of like... Yeah,
then she's on the run again, and then she's all going to start again. Well, see, the thing is, she gave in. Her father died.
Okay,
right?
Okay, that makes
sense. And she was out for revenge for him. Now he's dead. Now she's realized it didn't change the way she feels when he was died. She's no better off.
So she's just kind of burnt out. Like
she's lost.
Done.
Yeah. She was lost, and Oliver knew she was lost and was trying to help her, but she wouldn't listen to him, so she was bent on revenge. Now that her father died and there's no one to revenge anymore, she just feels like it didn't make any difference in the end. She still feels the same.
She's going to come back. She's going to come back as a good guy.
I'm hoping so.
I know you do, Gizmo. last question. You know I always got to ask this. Scale 1 to 10, Anna.
An 8.
Ooh, that's a big number there. Jesus?
7.
Figures, Gizmo. For me, I would have to agree with Anna. I'm going with an 8 on this episode. I like
Yay.
It. Lots of action. I love when they start off with action. And this one did, and the girl fights was cool. And I know that Gizmo didn't have a lot of story to it, but me and Anna were fans.
We were.
Yay! So I guess we'll be back. We got one more show, Deathstroke, to do before next week is the new episode of Arrow. I think for all the fans that are listening right now, it looks like we're trying to fit one in this weekend. That way we can be all caught up. Maybe it might happen on Monday. So just keep checking right here on Variety Radio Online, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And Also, you can check out our tweets. We'll definitely let everybody know. You can check out the VRO on Twitter, at the VRO. Also, Anna, you can find her over at Traveler15. And Jesus, aka Gizmo, you can check him out at This Functional. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. So we'll keep you up to date. We're trying to knock this one out. That way we can all get ready for the return of Arrow.
And get up to date and be on track.
Yes, we will. Well, if you wouldn't go out of town and party and hang out with, never mind, I'm not going to say. Maybe,
you're a rat bag.
Maybe we could have. Would you just call me?
A rat bag.
A rat bag.
Yes.
Now, is that okay? Now, we're in the United States. You're in, okay, a rat bag. That means it's a bag full of rats?
No.
Oh, sorry. And on that note.
You're just crazy.
Okay, I'll take that. Yep. That's it, people. Yep. Don't forget, people, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. All you got to do is go to iTunes and type in a Variety Radio Online. You can subscribe. We'll come to your iDevices. You can listen to all our past shows. We've been talking Arrow for a while now. Don't forget also, Miss Anna B. Also writes recap reviews for Arrow and the Tomorrow People on the VRO.com. And I think you recently, we talked about it last episode, you did some type of Steve Amell kind of panel. What was it again?
Oh, yeah, at Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle a couple of weeks ago. He was there. I got to see him and I reviewed his panel, which he was on, his Q&A. So you can find that on the VRO.com, my review of that panel.
Awesome.
And we will have shortly coming up on the VRO at some stage an interview we did with him as well.
Oh, yeah. I get to see how giddy you were talking to old Steve Amell right there. That's it, people. Once again, thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you're listening to the show and you have other friends that are fans of Arrow, make sure you share this podcast. That would be really appreciated. That's it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back really, really soon. Like I said, follow us on Twitter. That way we can let you know when we're going to do Deathstroke. And maybe,
yes,
just maybe, Slay will sleep with Mama Queen. And on that note, we're out of here. Here's what's going to go down in the next show.
They're calling you Deathstroke.
It's a little flamboyant, but I like it.
This isn't my home.
You're not going home.
Somebody help me!
Now what?
Now we fight back.
Where's Thea? Where?
What are you gonna do? Kill me?